Well, it wasn't too long ago that when Chicago was in town on a Saturday night, you came to see the Hawks. They were the feature attraction. Now, 5 or 6 years later, it's the Edmonton Oilers, the feature attraction, and currently on a 7-game unbeaten in regulation streak, while the Hawks are simply playing out the string and maybe hoping to get Connor Bedard. So in a role reversal, Edmonton looks for its first season sweep of the Chicago Blackhawks in 19 years. Good evening, everyone. Saturday night inside Rogers Place, atop the 8th floor Legacy Heating and Cooling broadcast booth. I'm Jack Michaels. Bob Stauffer to my right. Connor McDavid against Max Domi, the two leading scorers for each team. And we're underway. Edmonton in the reverse. Retros looking for its first win in this, their fifth and final game with them. They're offside to start the game. McDavid will be flanked by Zach Hyman and Dylan Holloway. Though once again, Jay Woodcroft dressing 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. So we'll see some tinkering. Evander Kane returns after a 1-game absence. Warren Fogle comes out of the lineup. Bouchard and Broberg to start the game on defense. And in that, Jack Campbell, who last played 9 days ago, as Edmonton has not played that much lately, but 4 full practices this week. The Hawks off the neutral zone faceoff, able to hack it down the ice, but they did not get a touch, and it turns into an icicle. Our Coventry Homes starting lineup brought to you by the preferred builder of the Edmonton Oilers. Celebrate the opening of the U Oiler Fan Cave. Visit Edmonton Coventry Show Home for your chance to win great prizes. And Bob, backing up Jack Campbell tonight, a bit of a story.
Matt Berlin, Stuart Skinner sick. Matt Berlin has basically fought for backup duty at the U of A, played several years in the Western League, played as a 20, the Sherwood Park Crusader. So he is out there where number 33 is on the bench, and he had to be signed at an ATO, which means Skinner is not at all available for this game.
Kane sets a screen. No penalty was called. Breakaway. Athanasiou in on net. He juggled the puck and never got the shot away. Andreas Athanasiou with a chance to score 2 minutes in, and he just fumbled the puck away. Patrick Kane had set a subtle screen for him, got away with maybe borderline interference, and Athanasiou failed to even get a shot away.
That was interference all day.
Reese Johnson setting a screen against Darnay. Creates space, and now it's Entwistle feeding the slot. Shot and a save on Seth Jones by Jack Campbell off the draw. Shot, Kurashev, and a save made by Campbell. But Edmondson a little sloppy in its own end again, and Campbell has to bail out Bouchard and Broberg, neither of whom closed on a loose puck at the top of the circle. Barry takes a shot, deflected home. And there's the tip in front by a red-hot Zach Hyman. If it's Hyman's goal, it's his fifth straight. It was a deflection, and it's going to belong to Tyson Barry, his sixth of the year.
Well, Zach had one called back in Chicago in one of those two games. He was right in front of the net, but I think that he was...
Did it go off the Chicago player?
Oh, there's no way that's goalie interference. That's going to count all day.
Or did Mrazek put that in his own net with the blocker here?
Yeah, that's on it. I've got a piece of Mrazek on inside. Might have hit a stick, Jack.
Dude. Yeah. Wow. I thought Hyman might have tipped it, but I think it actually just caught
goal.
The blocker of Mrazek. Yeah, it caught the bottom of his blocker and went straight down. So it appeared as though it was a stick tip. But it's Tyson Barry's fifth goal of the year. Power play goal for Edmonton, and now Ryan walks in, and a ricocheted puck ends up off the right pad of Mrazek and staying out. Flipped by the Hawks, back through center. Lafferty a shot and a save made by Jack Campbell. Athanasiou wired one cross ice. It was behind Kane. Picked up by Holloway, 2-on-1 with Ryan. Dylan Holloway to the net. Deflected, and a great play by Caleb Jones. Evander Kane knocks it in deep. Mrazek had nowhere to move it initially. Jack Johnson presented an outlet. Dickinson and Connor Murphy advances to Athanasiou. One-timer from distance, and that was high blocker, but from Dickinson off the plexi, taken by Evander Kane. Ahead and on the move, a backhander Draisaitl, and he was stoned by Peter Mrazek. Cleared the puck up the left-hand side, racing forward to Seth Jones, briefly held it in. Initially flubbed by Kulak, but now he finds McLeod for a short-handed breakaway. No, McLeod didn't wait. He needed to wait a whisker more. And he is furious, I don't know, with himself or the call, but it turns into an offside, and because the pass was released from inside the blue line, this is actually an offensive zone draw. And Ryan McLeod just a little over-anxious.
He was just half a stride.
Yeah, one time by Murphy, but not much on it. Picked off by CeCe, and now on the move, it's dropped off by McDavid to Derek Ryan. Threw it around the board, centering pass Kane. Ryan had it and lost it. And Mrazek is on it, squirts back to the high slot. A shot taken by Connor Murphy wide. Murphy put away the win over Calgary on Thursday night with an empty net goal, and then a hard hit on Evander Kane. That was a heavy collision.
He'll take a number, you know that.
One-timer by Costin, rather off the draw. From the slot ends up wide. Here's Nugent Hopkins. Costin left corner, back to Nugent Hopkins in the slot. A backhander, that was blocked away. Rebound, a save, Mrazek, a second save on Matthias Janmark. Excellent pressure. And again, Costin was in the midst of that with the initial feed to Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Good reverse hit by Brett Kulak as he threw an elbow right into the midsection of Patrick Kane. Domi with a turnover to the wrong guy. Connor McDavid breaks in, left circle, shoots off the post. Rebound kicked out. That one almost looked like it hit the back bar and out. It was on Mrazek so quickly. And Drew Iron. Here's Leon Draisaitl right to left. Building speed, but stripped of the puck by Jack Johnson, who's had a good year for Chicago. Lead pass, Patrick Kane, all things considered. To the middle of the ice, wide open. Dickinson ties the game. Snapping it past Jack Campbell, and it's the second straight game that combination has worked to a T. Patrick Kane setting up Dickinson all alone in front of the opposing net, and he scores again. His seventh, ties it up at one. Draisaitl, top of the right circle. He and McDavid share the league lead with 16 power play goals, make it 17. Short side, McDavid to Draisaitl. 2-1 Edmonton. The Oilers 2-for-2 on the power play. And Draisaitl 17 with a man advantage and 29 matching the number on his back with that goal. Off the draw, it's Bouchard to the point. Shot and a save made up top on Costin by Peter Mrazek, finding it through a screen with 12 and a half to go in this second period. And Edmonton back on top 2-1. So the prompt response by the Oilers, they draw the penalty and only a minute 12. Chicago fights so hard to tie it up, and now they're chasing the game again. Ryan against Reese Johnson. Former Red Deer Rebel. Ryan won the draw back to Broberg in a long-range shot by Bouchard, kicked out by the right pad of Mrazek. Costin went down in a heap. Ryan was slow to get the puck to him. He was wide open in the slot, and the play dies. But Ryan is able to maintain the zone. Up top for Bouchard, a slapper to save Mrazek. The rebound sitting there for Costin. A couple of whacks at it for Ryan. And finally, Janmark will peel away with puck possession. Inside to Ryan, and he'll swat it over the net. Kicked out to Broberg, left point, and the Oilers trying to put the Hawks in a two-goal hole. McDavid tried to give it back to him from the left half boards, unsuccessful in that endeavor. We're going to have a fight. Lafferty lining up against Brett Kulak, who lands a right to the body. Lafferty, a couple of left jabs on Kulak. Right uppercut from Kulak. Lafferty short with a right hook, now lands with a right hook. They're trading right hooks at center ice. This is a tremendous tilt. Kulak! Three thunderous right hands in a row, and all of a sudden he's got Lafferty in some trouble, and Lafferty will tie him up. What a middleweight tilt right at center ice, and this crowd explodes. 7:59 to go in the second period. It wasn't on anyone's fight card, but Kulak and Lafferty trading heavy lumber. We're back at Rogers Place in just a moment. This is Four Dealers NHL Hockey and Fistic Fury. Off the draw, McDavid will move it out to Darnell Nurse. A shot and score on the rebound. Mrazek dropped it. He's claiming it was touched with a high stick. But if it counts, it's Tyson Barrie's second of the game, and now the officials immediately cluster to discuss whether or not it's a good goal.
Yeah.
I see no indication that this is going to be called off the board. There was a discussion, but they're dropping the puck at center ice. It's 3-1 Edmonton. Tyson Barrie's second of the game. seventh of the year. To the icing call, Edmonton controls following the offensive zone faceoff. McDavid to Draisaitl. Beneath the goal line, here's McDavid walking out in front. Backhander score! A beauty! By the league's leading scorer, his 41st, and Edmonton starts to pull away. It's 4-1. Nurse trying to change that with a shot off the blocker. Rebound, tapped home, 5-1. And Hyman converts again. That's a goal in five straight games. He's got 3 points in the period, his 26th, and the Oilers are running Chicago right out of this building. And Caleb Jones will beat Costin to the puck. Reverse pivot up the right-hand side for Radish. But Nugent Hopkins, dogged, keeps the puck in the zone. Gives it up for Janmark, left circle. Back to Nugent Hopkins, and the point, Darnell Nurse. Slide step to his right, pursued by Athanasiou. 3.5 to go in this second period. The Oilers have turned this game into a comfortable 5-1 lead. Shot Athanasiou, snared by Jack Campbell. Here's Colin Blackwell. He'll move it around the boards, taken by Connor McDavid. Poked free to Bouchard, and now McDavid building speed through the neutral zone. Hits the line right around Jack Johnson. Save Brazek. Rebound score, Draisaitl, and it'll be waved off. The contact, McDavid on Peter Mrazek, and they immediately wave it off. That would have been Draisaitl's 30th. And the crowd none too happy with that decision.
There's no goal on the play due to incidental contact from 97. Faceoff will be outside. No goal.
Draisaitl with a steal against Jake McCabe. A dart down the middle, and it's a breakaway. McDavid shoots and denied by the blocker of Peter Mrazek. Wow. That was a terrific save.
What a pass.
Barry to McDavid. Caleb Jones out of the box. McDavid heading for the net. Tipped. Second whack at it. Trying to go between the wickets. Draisaitl, and he could not finish against Mrazek. So the Oilers with an electrifying 30 seconds to begin this third period on the power play, but their lead remains 5-1. Draisaitl to Evander Kane, rushing in left side. Connor Murphy has him wrapped up, so it's forked free to McDavid. Through to Kane, shoots off the post.
Wow.
Right on cue, Evander Kane off a loose puck that was actually jabbed off McDavid's stick, and he rung the bar. And Edmonton a routine clear to Jesse Puljujärvi. Skating in, Zach Hyman. Left circle, puts the brakes on. Back to Puljujärvi, who punched it wide. And that's the third time tonight Jesse Puljujärvi has had a point-blank look and just unable to finish, but he's in the right spot. That was a perfectly executed pass.
Oilers have had three glorious opportunities in the first 3 minutes.
To make it 6-1.
Yep.
Kane, Taves, side of the net. Kane, right corner. Stick handling, centering, and Taves able to stuff it home for a power play goal that brings the Hawks to within 5-2. Jonathan Taves with his 8th power play goal of the season, and now he moves into a tie for the team lead with number 14 on the year. And a face-off win for Jason Dickinson. But there's evidence that Taves still knows where to go.
Oh, yeah.
Still knows how to establish position. Here's the turnover. Quick shot, score! Draisaitl feeds Evander Kane, and there's his first goal since coming back, and he gets a bear hug from Leon Draisaitl. Mission accomplished for the Edmonton Oilers as Kane picks up his 6th of the year and his first since a hat trick on November the 1st. Driving in from the right-hand side is Ryan McLeod off the draw in the Edmonton zone. Nurse a shot of Sabre Asik, a second shot. McLeod thought he had scored. He still believes it's in. He believes it will count as a goal when they go to review. Nurse was stopped. McLeod thought it was in. And they'll take a peek upstairs as play continues. Chicago cleared it out of midair, but you could tell by McLeod's reaction that he thought the puck had broken the proverbial plane, and he's right. The horn just went. Darnell Nurse defending. Taylor Radish at the Edmonton line. Holloway will bring it back to the Chicago Blue. Play is onside. Holloway turned it over. Max Domi trying to turn Nurse inside out. Beautiful play and converted on the back door by Taylor Radish as he dragged it back to his forehand and tucked it inside the right post. It's 7-3 with 5:13 left. Nugent Hopkins will line up. Good eyes indeed. Berlin warming up in the tunnel. Played for Spokane, Seattle, and Kootenay in the Western Hockey League before spending 3 years at the University of Alberta. Still Bob mentioned he's
still there. He's their third.
Yeah.
They beat Regina tonight 8-4.
So they didn't need him tonight for that 8-goal output. That gained a split of that series. Should be noted. And this year, what is he, 4-0-1, you said?
Yep. Yep.
So certainly put in the time. And again, I mean, to play goalie in the Western Hockey League, you've got to be a talented player. I mean, this isn't some act of charity. Here's Zach Hyman forcing it back in. 2.5 to play in the third period. Berlin has made his way toward the bench. Here's Jack Johnson weaving his way in, shooting. Campbell lunging, will pull it to his chest. And now may have the switch. Evander Kane has opened the gate. And
he's
indeed,
going in.
Here he is. Matt Berlin getting an opportunity to play with 2:26 to go. Campbell will leave with 25 saves on 28 shots. And Matt Berlin, what an opportunity for him. The 25-year-old from Edmonton will play in the National Hockey League. And with 1 minute to play, here comes Ian Mitchell. Shoots it around the boards. Kachuk let it go through. A blocker save made. And the crowd lets Berlin know we appreciate the effort. Caleb Jones with a shot on goal. Here's Nugent Hopkins. Ducks inside and a wrister fought off by Mrazek. The rebound chopped to the corner. So Berlin will get credit for an NHL save. The Hawks with a clear 25 seconds. Broberg blasts it back around the boards. Taken by Kostin. Forced off his stick blade. Here's Caleb Jones. Mitchell down the middle of the ice. Kachuk, one last rush. Knocked off his stick. Picked up Mitchell. Waiting for Lafferty to tag back onside. McLeod runs him into the corner boards. The final seconds tick off, and Edmonton has a 7-3 win. Behind a goal and two assists from Zach Hyman, two goals from Tyson Barrie, a goal and two assists from Leon Draisaitl, a goal and two assists from Connor McDavid, and Patrick Kane, or excuse me, Evander Kane's first goal since November the 1st and 2:26 of shutout relief turned in by Matt Berlin.
And we should mention that Matt Berlin has had to substitute as a backup goaltender in practice for the Edmonton Oilers on nights and on days, rather, practice days where
so
maybe.
So he's put in some work for this club.
So these guys know who he is. He's been around. They've seen him here. And he's getting a hug from every single Oilers player because it's just a great story. And somehow I think that on a night in which the Oilers blow out the Blackhawks 7-3 and the Big Dogs 8, it might be an additional feel-good story here tonight for the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, and Matt Berlin, whatever happens for the rest of his hockey career, he's got a memory of playing on Hockey Night in Canada against the Chicago Blackhawks, an original six team, and closing out an Edmonton Oilers victory.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.